Ladies and gentlemen, we reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We are appreciative of the fact that you're with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. I can assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given hearing, during a given hearing, will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. And speaking of the rules of the commission, I would like to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As indicated on the agenda, there's actually only one public hearing tonight, and it is for an ordinance amendment. So with regard to that, the rules are as follows. As the chairman stated, this is the time for the public hearing that's scheduled on the agenda before the Planning and Zoning Commission. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the vote on the pending ordinance. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings and follow the directions of the chairman. If you have a telephone, BlackBerry, or similar device, we ask that you turn it off now or switch it to silent service. The hearing tonight will be conducted as follows. First, the ordinance will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the ordinance and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. After the director and the chairman discuss and the commission discuss the ordinance itself, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there's a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that person identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. And since this is actually a public hearing on an ordinance and not a land use application, that's the extent of my explanation, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
All right, sir. We thank you.